I'm not alone. But I feel strange to admit, when I see a nice set of hands, I have no control. My mind wanders to where they could be touching me. All the ways they would touch, past, and touch me. Be grazed, stroked, pinched, and grabbed, maybe even scratched and spanked. There isn't a single standard for nice hands. Thick, rough, calloused. Some days, and other times gentle and smooth and slender hands. Oh, baby, I need to feel your strongest grip and your most sensitive touch. There you go. To know how hard you think a pinch would be, how far a twist should go. I've had countless fantasies about how a pair of hands could place me. Sometimes it's someone I know, stranger, and sometimes it's you. In this fantasy, we don't speak. I'm busy doing something else, but you stop me. We're standing fully clothed, and you're behind me. Palms shiver through me, and my whole body flushes with anticipation. Then you let the moment hang before you continue, lightly grazing me with your fingers and knuckles. You explore, learning my body. You with my mouths. You know where I want your hands to wander, teasing and grabbing all the right places that aren't where I need you to go. Pushing the nape of my neck, stroking the backs of my arms, drawing the shapes on my back, and running your hands along my ribs. The sensation is so close to a tickle, but I am far from laughing. Heat rushes through me, pulsing between my legs as you surprise me with every move. My heart races, wondering where you're going next. This uncertainty is what I can't imitate on my own. I need you to be in control, to find and take more castle from me. and shout her out, you touch. Almost as needy as I am, I whimper when your hands move, feeling them glide across my body. One hand slides under my shirt, and the other rubs down my stomach. You twist my nipple as you caress just below my navel. I squirm and writhe, begging you to move your head lower. But you tease me further, sliding a finger just beneath with my waistband and stopping. I need your fingers to feel the wetness they have caused, to make it worse. Instead, hands travel to mine, gently guiding me to remove my pants. I am eager for more, so I oblige. You stop me from removing my soaked panties and guide me to the couch. You pull my shirt over my shoulders, and I'm left in my underwear. I sit on your lap and lie back onto you. I feel your heart beating as fast as mine. Your hands spread my thighs wide, stopping me from rubbing them together. I whine and protest, but I follow your lead. You tease and grab all the right places that aren't where I need you to go, kneading my hips and outer thighs, circling my belly button, tracing and scratching my inner thighs. This teasing is agony, but I revel in it. Every caress builds and builds. Behind to unclasp my bra. I throw it to the side and hungrily wait for your next move. All but naked and spread wide, my body burns for your touch. After what feels like ages, you give me what I desperately need. Your hand finally finds my pulse, while the other wanders. For a moment, I am paralyzed with pleasure as you smear your fingerprints all over me. I surrender. My body becomes an instrument, and you are a player. New movements, pressures, and patterns that I would never have tried. Spreading, circling, rubbing and thrusting, I squirm and writhe in ecstasy as you take the other hand into my wetness. Eager, I suck them clean. and it only makes me want more. Your hands are so much different than mine. Both strange and familiar at the same time. One hand works in a knot, curling knuckles deep inside me, and the other returns to my wall. Ugh.